you're new in Düsseldorf, just started to study here, then this is the place to be for you. We are the Freshman Welcome Committee and we welcome you. If you're staying in Düsseldorf during summer, there's one event you should definitely not miss. I'm talking about the Summer Cult Festival. This festival takes place on campus and is arranged by the Culture Unit of HHU. What's so special about this festival? Well, let me tell you. It does not only offer you great live music and an amazing atmosphere, it's also free. The festival lineup includes local newcomer bands and artists you might have already heard of. Another plus factor, which makes the festival attractive for students, is that beer is only 1 euro. You probably won't find any other festival in the area where beer is that cheap. The Summer Cult Festival is definitely a great alternative to other music festivals in Düsseldorf, and every student should at least have attended it once.
Another thing you need to do when studying in Düsseldorf is celebrate the carnival. If you're thinking of the carnival in Rio de Janeiro at the moment, you're not quite on the right track. Carnival in Europe, or especially in Germany, is an old custom. People used to dress themselves up in costumes and masks in order to dislodge evil spirits before Ash Wednesday. Nowadays, people celebrate the so-called fifth season of the year in crazy costumes and mostly with loads of alcohol. Carnival has become a big festivity with many parades and parties. It actually starts on November 11, but the climax of Carnival takes place from the Thursday before Ash Wednesday, called Women's Carnival Day, to Pancake Tuesday. Düsseldorf is, besides for example Cologne and Mainz, one of the so-called carnival strongholds in Germany. It is totally crazy and a lot of fun. I was at the Rose Monday parade this year and it was great. You must see and celebrate the carnival when studying in Düsseldorf.
Now, you really have to visit the special events you've just heard about. But being a student also means going out at the weekend, finding new friends or meeting your old ones. Düsseldorf offers a great attraction for that. In the old town is the so-called longest bar in the world. Actually, there's not a pub with a really long bar. What is manned is a small district about 1 square kilometer with over 250 bars and pubs. This part of the town is one of the oldest in Düsseldorf. The houses are old, the streets are small, and you get a wonderful impression of Düsseldorf center. The longest bar in the world is located between Heinrich Heine Allee and the Rhine. So if you want to, you can start or end your evening with a walk along the promenade. However, everybody will find excitement in Düsseldorf's old town. There are cocktail bars, Irish pubs, jazz clubs, discos, restaurants, and so much more. Therefore, even as a student, it is possible to go there because you find many not too expensive bars. So if you want to go out and have fun and simultaneously explore the city, its people, and its culture, you really have to visit the longest bar in the world.
Let's move to the final point. Now that you've heard how students at Heinrich Heine University spend their time exploring not only inside of the lecture room, you should know Düsseldorf's not only famous for its nightlife and carnival, but also to complete the list for fashion, shopping and snobby reputation. Of course, you can either have your parents or a student's loan to pay for everything you need, but soon Düsseldorf will turn out to be the highly expensive city it truly is. So finally the day will come when you realize that your financial situation is not at its best. And who would ask his or her parents or even a credit bank to foot the bill for your drinking habits? That is why what you definitely have to do as a student at HHU is to work, because you will need to learn how to manage your finances or at least how to survive on a student budget. These four things make student life in Düsseldorf special and different from any other city. Besides these four tips, there is of course a lot more you can do. Besides your leisure, you have to keep in mind your everyday university life. Listen to our next podcast, 4 Life Hacks for Studying at Heinrich Heine University, in order to help accustom yourself.